read her feelings on her face. Her kids are all around her. She shrugs it all, but she's crying now. That's it, she says. It's cancer. Like a sparkler in the dark, like a child's hand in your hand, like a bird inside a rib cage, like an old man alone in the park. She's got the biggest, bravest heart.
Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. More before, more after, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 55 minutes, round about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I don't think months. It's got to stop sometime, right? No, it doesn't. It never does. Get over it. There, I said it. Be done with that. Something may or may not happen coming up for the big 30th anniversary episode of Belinda here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Maybe, I don't know. Probably not. The staff is considering a caucus to take action in this area. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Any number of members of the staff, that ever-embiggening staff, aren't with us tonight as they are in the old Cape Cod for the Cummeelisle Sit a While, where John Sebastian and Joey Spampinato are reunited for a wonderful program tonight. I can't wait to hear all about it. That'll probably happen over there at the Facebooks. Speaking of, you should be hanging out over there right now with all of the good friends of Bubbles in the Think Tank at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. In the meantime, we're just going to jump right in and do a little something for long time friend of the show who would like to remain nameless tonight. I don't know why, but this individual has been a bartender forever. And so, as this individual rolls up on their own personal bartending anniversary, I thought if I can't figure out how to celebrate mine, I'm going to celebrate theirs. Because, as everyone here at Bubbles in the Think Tank knows, the bartender's just like a mother. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO.
Bartender just like a mother, with his apron so clean and white, for he tries to make everyone happy, and he never looks for a fight. Whenever I'm sad and lonesome, he'll always get me to smile. Oh, the bartender just like a mother to me, and I'm his favorite child. Oh, the bartender just like a mother, and I know he's man's best friend, 'cause he passes the pretzels and peanuts to the guy along on the end. Whenever my wife comes hunting, he says I haven't been in. His favorite kin.
While we sing the Funny Face song. If you look on the cover, you'll find all the words. So when Choo Choo blows his whistle, we'll all sing like the birds.
¶¶ Funny face is fun to drink, the one to drink when you're having fun. Funny face is fun to drink, fun to drink for everyone. Funny face is fun to drink, the one to drink when you're having fun. Funny face is fun to drink for everyone.
Listen to Goofy Great laugh. Yeah, he's funny.
Fun!
Funny face!
Fun to drink!
It's fun to drink!
When you're having fun!
When you're having fun!
Funny face is fun to drink!
Yeah.
Funny face!
Funny face!
Funny face!
Funny face!
It's fun to drink!
It's fun to drink!
Fun to drink!
Fun to drink!
Fun to drink.
For everyone!
For everyone!
Funny face!
Funny face!
I just came away from a little cafe where two cunning gents held up the crowd. They ransacked the till, started shooting until the freeloaders pleaded out loud, "Please don't shoot the bartender, he's half shot now. We just spent a pound, he owes us a round. He'll buy us one if you'll allow. He's just getting over a bender. He's helpless as Emma the cow. Oh, don't shoot the bartender. He's half shot now." Bartender, he's half shot now. He don't act reserved, he's too well preserved. At sampling his wares, he's a wow. He lives on a strict liquid diet and seems to enjoy it and how. So don't shoot the bartender, he's half shot.
About a few more drinks that are unusual. Here is a drink that's very easy to make. It requires practically no skill and is well known to those who enjoy good drinking. It is called a black velvet. A black velvet is half Guinness's stout and half champagne. The important thing is to pour the stout in first and then the champagne. What kind of champagne? Well, you can use Bollinger French imported champagne. If you have a lot of money and want a very fine champagne, Corbel's is a very fine champagne, but it's domestic. Actually, you don't need an expensive champagne. Use a New York State champagne or an Ohio champagne if you wish, because the Guinness's stout has a very strong flavor. So much for the black velvet. Another drink which is very good, and one that I recommend very highly, is an AC special, that is ale and champagne. But in preparing this, I would use only one type of ale, and that is Maury's Ale, made by the Rupert Brewing Company. This drink is made in the same way as the Black Velvet. First, you pour the Maury's Ale into a champagne glass, and then fill the glass with champagne. That is an AC special, a very excellent drink and very easy to make. And now for some more original drinks, which are very good. A drink which I originated, the Dreiser Special, is popular at Nino's Restaurant, a very fine and a very expensive restaurant. As a matter of fact, the Sports Afield Club at Nino's is one of the most expensive, if not the most expensive room where people dine in the United States. Nino is very much of a personality, a very distinguished-looking gentleman who has lived in Italy and many parts of the world. His menu is fabulously expensive, almost a gag menu, you might call it. For example, one of the dishes on his menu is stewed buffalo, price $75 for four people. So one day I said to him, "Monsieur Nino, why is it that your stewed buffalo is so expensive? $75 for four people." And he said, "Well, Mr. Dreiser, it's expensive because it takes a lot of liquor to get a buffalo stewed." Well, anyway, on his menu, he also has a Dreiser Special, a very good drink. And here is how a Dreiser Special is made. You mix as follows, five parts. In other words, you take three parts Pimm's number one, one part Benedictine, and one part lemon juice. It's a very simple drink. Here we go. You take your three parts Pimm's number one, your one part Benedictine, and your one part lemon juice. You mix them, and you'll have a very good drink that's sharp and can be used as a cocktail before dinner or as a cordial cocktail after dinner. And what are more original drinks? Well, here is one that I created called a DA Special. I originated it in Sweden this summer. It is also a simple drink to make. All you have to have, actually, in making that particular drink is some Schnapps O.P. Anderson. You take four parts Schnapps O.P. Anderson, one part Cointreau, and stir it. And you'll have an extremely popular drink in that particular regard. Another drink that is quite popular in the Scandinavian countries that I originated is called the D.A., Triple D Special, rather, Dreiser's Devil's Disciple. And it's made as follows, three parts Aalborg Aquavit and one part Cherry Herring. Now, here is a very good cocktail called the Dreiser Calvert Special, using Lord Calvert, that whiskey made famous by having some of the most notable personalities pose for their Men of Distinction ads published in leading periodicals. This drink is quite a good drink. It is a cocktail. You shake it. So let's get out the bottle of Lord Calvert. You take 2 ounces of Lord Calvert, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, and 1/2 ounce of Marie Brizard Anisette. Then 2 ounces of finely shaved ice per person and shake it gently in a mixer. You could use a portable core mixer, which is an excellent thing to have and something I highly recommend. This battery whipper mixer is a very fine little gadget. And before concluding with the Blue Blazer, here are just a few shorties, as we call them in the drink appellation. A Peter Rabbit Special, 3 parts gin, 1 part carrot juice. You stir it like a martini or a rabbit punch, 12 parts gin, 1 part carrot juice. A gimlet, which is famous at 21, which instead of using vermouth, you use a dash of orange flower water, made famous by that brilliant bartender there, Emil. And a Dr. Pepper Special, noted at the Key Club of the Western Hills Hotel, which is the juice of a lemon, 2 ounces of gin, and you fill your glass with Dr. Pepper. And now, in concluding this record, I think it would be as well to mention a very spectacular drink. This is a drink that is psychologically effective and very warming. It is called a Blue Blazer. The best way to make this Blue Blazer is to get your basic ingredients ready and then turn out the lights. In your basic preparation, you should have 2 pewter mugs. Now, in one mug, Put about 4 ounces of black and white scotch whiskey. You heat the scotch over a stove until it gets fairly warm. Add 2 teaspoons of powdered sugar. In the other mug, you should have 2 ounces of water. Be sure that the water is heated also. I suggest you wear gloves for this, because your hands may be burned if the mugs are very hot. Turn out the lights and strike a match. Light the pewter mugs containing the heated scotch. It will go up in flames. Pull the other mug away from you. Interchange the positions of the contents of the mug. The mug should always be about 6 inches away as you begin, gradually going further away while you get the blaze going. If you perform this correctly, it should look like a single blue blaze, which is continuous, going from one mug to the other, and it is a most effective sight. Now let's try it. You have your pewter mugs heated. Put the liquor and sugar in one and the water in the other. All right, turn out the lights. Strike the match. Now you hear a little suppressed sound. You hear this? Because the blaze is going from one mug to another. There we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, blue blazer. You can put on your lights again, and it is one of the best ways to end the day with a drink, with a blue blaze of glory, with a blue blazer. One of the most colorful and dynamic of drinks.
Just getting back from Juarez, Mexico, and I'll tell you something I want you to know. My poor head is aching, it throbs and it twirls from drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Don't get me wrong, because I'm not complaining. I have no regrets, I am only explaining for all of you fellows that ain't had the thrill of drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Ooh-ha! Happy tonight, the maidens are dancing out in the moonlight. Ooh-ha! On top of the world, drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Moonlight and flowers make night so appealing. The breeze from the garden comes tenderly stealing. A beautiful maiden then whispers your name, and suddenly both of your hearts are aflame. Her dark eyes are gleaming, her raven hair shining. You pull her up closer, your hearts are entwining. Her warm lips are thrilling, you're out of this world from drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Viva! Escúchame usted, tengo el dinero de Musa Café. Viva! Un chapatea, tequila, tamari, muchacha, samo. If down in Juarez you should happen to be, the Café El Gusto's the place you should see. They claim that they have, and I know it's so, the prettiest dancers in old Mexico. When Spanish maidens start squirming and dancing, it's sure to set any young heart to romancing. Your troubles get lighter, your worries unfurl, while drinking tequila and teasing the girls. Ooh-ha! So happy tonight, the maidens are dancing out in the moonlight. Ooh-ha! On top of the world, drinking tequila and teasing the girls.
Well, yeah, Mr. Fisterman.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I know you're always kind of happy whenever I play some Pete LeBon, one of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars, or a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars, more stars than are in the heavens. You know how that goes. I'd like to thank you all so much for being here tonight, especially those of you who were elsewhere before. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. It's a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. Well, you know, we'll be getting around to the radio obituaries sometime around about the midnight hour. And got a little something here that was in the set list before we learned the news today. The radio obituary will be coming up next week. We turn now to Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, Dan Hicks. Here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO.
Tender, can you do me a favor?
Over here, the man needs a favor.
Man, if you could, it would be a lifesaver.
Just give him a chance, he's got it in his face.
I got something to do, and I ain't going far.
Won't take a minute, won't take a sec.
Hey, bartender, can I borrow your car?
He's as serious as a train wreck.
Hey, barkeep, buy you a drink, yeah.
Who can say no? The man's at the door.
Better give me one too, 'cause I got to think.
It's hard to think with a lot on your mind.
I lost my little girl about an hour ago.
It's so easy to get lost in here.
She was in a parking lot with a guy named Joe.
Get back, everything's on me. A shot and a beer,
long. Bubba, lend me your key.
You got the gun and you got the key.
Cause friends don't let friends do what they want to do. Friends don't let friends make a fool of you. Now, hey bartender, if you gone dead, set of keys will pull me on time.
Jingle, jingle, let's hear the jingle.
I want to hear how your car's in the shop.
Say yes if you understand me.
See you. best. Worrying won't make it better. There's only one consolation I can recommend, but don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself.
Have another drink and you'll feel all right.
Have another drink and it'll make you feel better. Have another drink and you feel all right.
Have another drink, it'll make you feel better. Have another drink and you feel all right.
Now, I should tell you right at the top of the show that I am not a sick comic. I have a slight post-nasal drip, and that's about the size of it. The reason I say that is that today in nightclubs, for the most part, you will see young men come out on the nightclub floor, apparently for the express purpose of releasing all of their hostilities and anxieties. And believe me, gang, I don't have to come out onto a nightclub floor to release my hostilities and anxieties. I bought a home for that. By the same token, I realize it's not fair of me, you know, to come home to the wife and kids and take out all of my inner tumult upon the wife and kids, and I came up with a very simple solution. Really, a marvelously simple solution. I discovered that if I came home from work and sat down and relaxed, had one or two martinis, you know, and had dinner, say, at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, it relaxed me and I unwound my life. You know, this is what I started to do. I would come home from work, I'd sit down, I'd have three or four martinis, I'd have dinner, say, at 10 o'clock, and I started to feel like a new man. A new man. My friends would meet me in the street and say, Pat, you look great. What have you been doing? I say, look, I found a new way of life. I come home from work. I slip into a bathrobe and slippers. I have six or seven martinis. I watch a little television, maybe the late show, and at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I have dinner, and I say this to anybody in this audience tonight who's got a job that fills you full of frustration and anxieties, take my advice. When you come home from work, have 12 martinis. Don't bother with dinner. It's only going to sober you up. Now, I know what I'm talking about, gang. I get up in the morning and I have 17 straight belts of scotch. I don't wait like I'm home from work. I don't go to work anymore. I don't have a job anymore. But I'll tell you this. It taught me how to relax. You come over to my house any hour of the day or night and you will see me for blunget in the kitchen floor. But relax. Talking about relaxing. When I am through here at the Blue Angel, I go down to Miami, and I look forward, believe me, I look forward to going to Miami, as does my wife, Marjorie. We've gone down there now 3 years in a row. And the reason I do is because Miami, let's face it, truly it is the greatest relaxing town this country. It's the greatest relaxing town in the world. Where else in the world except in Miami would you see a 1967 Cadillac? Pull up to the Fontainebleau Hotel, and a middle-aged woman, dripping in furs, bluing in her hair, very noble in bearing, get out of this Cadillac and walk into the hotel up to the desk clerk and say, in ringing, resonant, self-possessed tones, I want you to get 6 or 7 of your biggest bell hops. I want you to send them to the Cadillac parked outside the hotel. You couldn't miss it. It's fuchsia. Tell them they'll look in the back seat and they'll see man Hossen. Also, you couldn't miss him. He's wearing a pea cap with a pair of Como's feather. And cradled in the arm a six-pack metrical. Tell them they'll pick him up and they'll carry him in the hotel. You got that snip to it. So the guy sends the 7 biggest bellhops out to the Cadillac. They spot the guy. They pick him up. They carry him into the hotel. And as they're passing the desk clerk leans over and says to the woman, what's the matter, my dear? Can he walk? She says, yes, but thanks God he doesn't have to.
Now you're you're dead, you're done.
There's one time.
So come on, everybody, gather around. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun, boy. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. I ain't going around crying, and I ain't going to walk the floor.
Hey, Seymour, hey, come on, man.
Whatever way the wind blows, I'm just going to let it blow.
Hey,
wait on,
man, wait
on. Hey, bartender.
Hey,
bartender. Come on.
Just one time, over.
Enjoy your check, 'cause it is later than
Yeah. straightest woman I ever seen in my life. Why don't you put that mogul solvent bottle down, you soaked up rag mop juicehead? You drank so much rye, you really got high. In fact, you passed clear out of sight. You may hold a line, but baby, you got stinging from drinking last night. Maybe you were loaded. You looked on the wine, you found it so fine. My friend, you went out like a light. You really snapped your switch. You look one shot, and then sister, you got stinking from drinking last night. I had never seen you act so frisky. Well, I never even seen you stay out so late. But gal, how you put out all that whiskey and just kept on drinking it straight? You must have holes in your shoes. I guess it's no sin to drink all that gin. But why did you act like a kite? Now you thought you could fly just cause you got high and stinging from drinking last night, flapping your wings around like a chicken hawk. Good cheer. Then you became downright impolite. You said a naughty word. Now I'll tell you what, you act like a sot, stinging from drinking last night. What a ball you had. You put down champagne just like it was a drain. Then you went out and started a fight. Yeah, you started to swat just cause you got stinging from drinking last night. Now you had the way to bring hot toddy for everybody in the doggone place. But gal, you drank more than anybody. Then you went and fell right flat on your face. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Drank a whole pill of bourbon and ale. My sister, you really got time. Believe it or not, but baby, you got stinking from drinking last night. Woman, the next time you're on the brink of taking a drink, you stop and get a drink from the kitchen sink. Cause if you see elephants that are pink, they're gonna slap you in the clink.
Ralph Flanagan made this one a big hit. It's called Hot Toddy.
Hot toddy sure makes a body feel mighty nice.
Mighty nice.
One swallow of a hot, hot toddy's worth any price.
Any price.
Two swallows of a hot, hot toddy will break the ice.
Break the ice. Three swallows of a hot, hot toddy will add the spice.
That's nice.
Four swallows of a hot, hot toddy, you're thinking twice.
Thinking twice.
Five swallows of a hot, hot toddy, they're throwing rice.
Throwing rice.
You're needing some hot, hot toddy, take my advice.
My advice.
Start cooking with a hot, hot toddy and close to paradise. Start cooking with a hot, hot toddy and close to paradise.
Oh, Ernie, you're a great man.
Nothing. Think nothing of it. Thank you, boys. You all were great. Speedy West.